This is the Seabed Daily Text. The way we treat the help. James 2, 1 through 7. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. Has God not chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? Consider this. I am not a famous person, nor am I widely known, but I am well known in some circles. It's fascinating when I find myself in a setting where a lot of people know me. I'm treated with honor and respect, and many people will want to talk with me. More often than not, I find myself in situations where I am virtually unknown. No one seeks me out for conversation. People don't care much to meet me or interact. I am the same person in both situations, yet I am treated quite differently. We all do it. We pay more attention to the people who tend to increase our status and importance, or who could do something for us. We pay less attention to the people who can't help us, who lack the importance, wealth, or wherewithal to do anything for us. You find out the most about a person by the way he or she treats other people who he or she perceives can't do anything for him or her. Observe how people treat waiters in restaurants. If you're with a person and he or she is unkind to the waiter, chances are he or she isn't a very good person. The way we treat, quote, the help, says a lot more about us than it does about the help. Why didn't God come to us as a rich person? God could have been born into any family in the world. Why did he choose to be born into a poor family? Why did God choose to come to us as a person without influence, power, or fame? Have you ever asked yourself these questions? My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. When God became a person, he chose to become a nobody. If there's anything we can learn from this, it would seem to be the importance of treating those we perceive as nobodies as though they were somebody, and handling people we consider unimportant as especially important. It's especially fascinating when we consider the way Jesus framed the final judgment. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Matthew 25, 34 through 36. Let's leave it there today. The prayer. God, our Father, I want to be a real Christian. revealed to me how self-interested I am in the way I treat other people, exposed the ways I show favoritism in order to benefit myself, opened my eyes and my heart to the people I perceive can do nothing for me, and teach me to love them. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, what is it about us that makes us want to be connected to important people? Number two, do you ever find yourself wanting to let other people know of your importance, accomplishments, or which important people you know? And number three, do you treat wealthy people different than the way you treat poor people? What practical steps can you take today to change this approach? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.